Fantasy Football Podcast with your mom's favorite host, Bobby Sylvester. On today's show, I'm joined by guest and family, Tabby Taglier. I started brand new social media accounts for the brand new podcast, so come find me on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Your Mom's FF Pod. Text your friends, text your mom, and let them know I'm back. Let's talk some football. Welcome into the show. It's Bobby Sylvester, and we are back. As you heard, Tabby Taglier was so kind to come on and chat with us today. And so I want to let you all know, this first episode, it's going to be a tribute to the life of the great Mike Taglier. And in case anyone doesn't know, Tags passed away 4 years ago at the age of 39, left behind his wife, Tabby, who's on the show, and incredible kids, Alyssa and Jonathan. Today, we're going to reminisce. We're going to give some life updates. We're going to play a game, and you guys are going to love Tabby. You'll be able to hear Mike's joy through her words, and I'm sure listening to some of this, some of you guys have no idea who I am. Tags and I, Mike Taglier, used to host one of the most popular fantasy football podcasts about 4 years ago. It's taken a while to get back on the horse, but I love football way too much to keep the mic turned off, so let's do this. Tabby Taglier, it's long, long overdue. Thank you so much for coming on and welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I am doing so good, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm doing especially well now that I'm talking to you. And mostly what I wanted to do here is just start with a tribute to Tags. And, you know, Tabby has volunteered her willingness to talk about it. And, you know, that takes a lot of bravery, but that's exactly who she is. From the moment I met her, realized she was a really special person. It takes a really special person to get Mike to the point where he was in his career. And we're going to talk a little bit about his background, you know, how he got into fantasy sports, everything that he experienced through it, and just learn a little bit more about him. And, you know, of course, I'm going to say my piece as well. But Tabby, just thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having me. I love talking with you. I love talking about all things Mike, of course. And yeah, I'm super excited for this episode.
Yeah. So guys, this podcast, Your Mom's Favorite Fantasy Football Podcast, it's going to be exactly what it sounds like. We're going to talk fantasy football, season-long fantasy football, best ball fantasy football, daily fantasy sports fantasy football. We'll get into all that in future episodes, right? Hashtag Team Jorts Mom of the Week is Tabby Taglier. And there's going to be a hashtag Team Jorts Mom of the Week every week. So I'm going to post that on my social media. I've got like two followers right now, my mom and your mom. And hopefully Tabby's going to follow me after this episode, but I need your help. Hit the subscribe button, all those as well. All right. We're going to be building a YouTube channel. It's going to take a little bit. We're kind of building a plan on the fly, but we're going to be having a little bit of fun today and also getting very serious today. And with that, I'm done talking about fantasy football. First, before we go into Tags, I want to talk about something really serious since the last time I talked to you guys. So I've been going to the pizza buffet for a really long time, and my pizza buffet, my local pizza buffet, Mazio's, they started putting out this new pizza. Tabby, I don't know if you've ever had anything like this. It's a cookie dough pizza. It's just what it sounds like. It's like on a pizza crust with cookie dough that's like almost all the way baked, but not quite. It's still gooey. And then they drizzle frosting on it. Tabby, when I go to the pizza buffet now, I'm not starting with the salad. I'm skipping that. I'm going right to the dessert pizza, like four or five pieces. Then I'll dive into the pepperoni. Have you ever had that?
No, that sounds seriously unbelievable. Like, I can't even imagine that. I can't even imagine that.
Like, it's life-changing. And frankly, there's a reason that I've put on like 2 pounds in the last 5 years is because when I go there, I just eat the snot out of that pizza. And everyone who goes there, I mean, that's my happy place. You guys saw Happy Gilmore 2 come out. I was thinking about what mine is, and it's definitely standing in line at the pizza buffet and just eyeing what all I'm going to be crushing here in just a moment. We're going to be doing a fast food draft, and this is going to be a little different, but later on in the podcast, we're thinking of it this way, all right? Let's imagine that we've got a food court in our backyard, four fast food places, and I'm going to draft mine, Tabby's going to draft hers, and she's also going to draft for Mike what his favorite places were, so we can kind of just, you know, talk about the things that he enjoyed. I know that man loves some food. I saw him crush some barbecue down in Nashville when I had the opportunity to meet you, and a lot of our best memories that we had together revolved around the dinner table, and it was just a blast, so we're going to have a little bit of fun about that. But first, I want to talk about, you know, his background, how he got into fantasy football. And I know from having talked to him about it, how instrumental you were in pushing him to that. So I know there's some folks listening to this who are thinking, man, I'd love to live my dream. I'm sick of my 8-to-5 grind. Or maybe you're working evenings. Maybe you're working weekends and you're not around your family. And you just want to do this for a living because this is the greatest possible career. How did Tags get into it?
All right. So I think that it's a long story and I'm going to kind of compress it the best I can, but I think it's so relevant and I'll explain why. So basically what many probably don't know is that Mike had actually done like manual labor type work before, and he got injured on the job. And through that injury, which was completely stressful, you know, dealing with workers' comp and them trying not to, you know, pay that stuff and take care of us the way that we were supposed to be taken care of, he ended up having to have back surgery. And at this point, he is recovering from surgery. We have no money to take care of bills because everything's in limbo. And then on top of that, they fired him. So it was like a horrible, we just had also like a month before he got injured, just bought our very first house. So the actual like circumstances that were around us were what was potentially perceived as like one of the hardest times in his life and also mine by association. Yeah. And so he was like laid up, you know, and at this point, surgery wasn't like it is today where they're like getting you ambulating right away and up and out. Like he was bedridden for like 4 weeks and it was just the whole thing. So in the midst of this, like he had already always had like a natural desire and had fun playing like Madden and stuff like that, right?
Right, like the simulation mode and everything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
He was a big nerd. And that's why we all loved him, right? Okay, so
such
he
a nerd.
Loved fantasy such football, though. He was, you know, playing it and probably in a couple home leagues with John and everyone.
Well, what's so funny is like that hadn't even happened yet. Okay. So at this point, like fantasy football was so like underground at this point. People really didn't talk about it. It was very, you know, Dungeon and Dragons. If people were doing it, they were not talking about it. It was not even like a term in our household at that point. And so basically he just like started, he was playing Madden and he was, you know, managing his seasons. And he was literally, even though the stats were in the game, he was literally documenting on notebook paper all of the stats from his year and he was modifying it. Yes. It was just so nerdy. I'm like, but he was so bored. Like he had nothing else going on. And this would have been in 2008. So yeah, all that happened in 2008. Let's add on to the fact that this is just 6 months after his dad had passed away. So 6 months after his dad passed away, then we buy the house, then he gets hurt, then he has surgery, then he gets fired, okay? And it was the perfect storm for you could either dwell in your misery and your depression, or you could just start trying to make yourself happy. And that's what he did. And I, of course, allow that, you know, like in the sense of like, it didn't bother me that he was playing Madden. It didn't bother me that he was doing this. No. Did I understand the point of it? No, I did not. But I was like, whatever, you know, it is what it is. But in the midst of doing all of that, then fantasy football somehow got brought in. And of course, he had all of this time on his hands. So he decided to start the league of put our friends together. I want to play fantasy football. I'm like, okay, what is fantasy football? Like, this doesn't even sound real. The name itself says fantasy. So how could it possibly do anything? I don't get it. And I had no desire at that point. So he gets this draft together. And this is about 9 months after all of the catastrophes had happened and for the summer. And he's like, he says to me the day of the draft, you know, one of the guys can't show up. You have to fill in. And I'm like, what's a quarterback? Like, I was calling him like a cornerback, which is a position, but I didn't even know that that was the position, you know? And
probably drafting like a kicker in the first round.
Yeah. Well, and I would have, but I told him, I'm like, I don't know what to do. And he said, here, take this sheet and draft off of this list. Just cross it off. And the next person, that's who you take, no matter what. Just that's it. That's it. So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I'll play along. And so we ended up having the draft. And of course, as you guys all know, drafts are amazing and fun times. And especially going from your first draft to multiple drafts, they just get better and better and better, right? So it was during that season that he was still recovering. He was attending physical therapy. And so although he was playing fantasy football, all of us were at work all day. And he is on the Yahoo Smack Talk posting who he thinks is going to win for the week. And nobody is saying anything. Mike is the only comment in those forums, you know. And and so it was probably like in November of that year. So now we're about a year after he got injured. And he says, we go to a Bears game for, you know, a Sunday. We live in Chicago, Bears fans. We're going to a game. So we go to the game. And while we're at the game tailgating, he starts getting all of these messages from our people that are in our league, our friends. Yeah. And like, hey, Mike, why didn't you put the smack talk off this morning? And he's like, what? And they're like, yeah, you know, you didn't predict who was going to win. Because what we found out was whoever Mike said was going to win won. And it was very, very rare that it didn't go the way that he said it. And it was like that day was like the realization, because he was truly just doing it because he enjoyed the statistics. He loved analyzing. Yes. And he was bored out of his mind and trying to do something to entertain himself. And it happened to be that we all cared about it. It mattered to everybody, yeah. You know? And so from there, it was like, and he had taken the time during that season to explain football to me. And as you guys have all heard, he could talk on a very high level. I actually feel very confident that if Mike wanted to have a conversation with Bill Belichick, he could do that. Like, he understood, right? Like, his terminology, he was fully aware. There was nothing novice about him. And for me, who was calling a quarterback, he was able to explain the basics of the game in such a simple way that I could understand, to help me understand the game. And I thought that was remarkable. You know, I would watch ESPN with him and SportsCenter and all of these things, and they would explain things and I would just get lost in translation. But he just had such a simple, easy way of bridging the gap between my novice and his expertise. And so it was really easy for me to say, you should do this. You know, it was really easy for me to listen to the commentators on Sunday, you know, saying something that Mike had just said out of his mouth.
Exactly.
Before they even said it, you know? So for me, it was like, I just like looked at him like, how do you know all of this? You know, go do this. This is special. You're unique. You have a gift. And, you know, of course he thought, no. So after 4 years of, you know, combination of creating a website, tagsfantasyfootball.com. And, you know, I remember walking through Walmart one day and he got his first email that somebody wanted help with their lineup after, you know, 5 or 6 months of him just writing these paragraphs of who he thought was so great and, you know, stuff like that.
The primer before the primer existed.
The primer before the primer, exactly. And I remember him, then it just kind of started to snowball from there. He worked full-time then at that point, had switched his profession from manual labor, which he couldn't do anymore, to banking. And it was like, I want to say it was a total of, from the time that he got his website going, it was probably about 4 years of him trying to juggle both. And, well, 4 seasons, right? Because thank God there was an off season during that point,
right?
Because he literally committed to it like it was his full-time job. He got asked from Pro Football Focus if he would come on as like a spot writer. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. So that's really how he got started. It was really just at that point, it was a lot of like hustle and grind and burning himself out. And the truth is even though that was Mike's experience, I don't think it has to be that way anymore. I don't think that, you know, although it is so important to have a great work ethic, although it is so great to follow your passion, Mike also didn't, you know, he really was never convinced that this would turn into anything. Like he would allow himself to dream sometimes, but he never really allowed himself to be immersed in that reality, you know? And so I really think that the fact that the industry was so new, the fact that he sort of lacked that belief within himself. And he also had this like association that like he had to burn himself out in order to make it successful. It ultimately led to his success, you know, in hindsight.
There's not a single person that I talked to who would have said anything other than this about Tags, that his work ethic was unprecedented. Nobody matched it. You know, putting in 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 words per week, writing a full novel every week about every relevant fantasy football player. I mean, that's what got him to the top. And when you practice that, that's how you get so much better at it. His knowledge of the game was, I mean, it blew me away, which is why I think it bothered him so much when I would talk trash, when I would beat him in some stupid little contest and everything, because Tags won it everything because of the work he put in, his talent, his knowledge, everything along those lines. And it was so much fun. There's so many good memories, but he really was just the best at his craft because he decided to be. And he decided to be because you pushed him into it and you encouraged him when so many other wives would have said, you know, get back to work, stop doing this and everything along those lines. You gave him his dream. And it's so interesting what you said about, you know, when he got fired and everything that you went through, because that was probably the best day of his life. Looking back at those struggles and then what it led to and the opportunities it gave him. I mean, he lived 500 great moments more than anybody else does. As short as his life unfortunately was, there was so much joy packed into that. And thank you from everybody for pushing him into that, because it was an absolute blast.
Yeah, no, I'm honored. I'm glad I got to go on his journey. And honestly, his even though I was a part of it, in a big way, it inspires me too in my own life. You know, it's like the inspiration to look at my own kids and say, like, guys, this is so possible for you. And, you know, so he has been, yeah, he definitely his, it was a blessing to be a part of it. And I, you know, I just think I'm so glad that I got to have the view that I did. You know, everyone says, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall. Well, I was more than a fly on the wall, but you know, I'm really glad to have been able to witness it unfold as well, because it's an encouragement to me, not just in my career, but like in life in general, you know, because it's not just about a career. It's about, this is just symbolic of everything in life. You know, exactly. That we do, or we think and say and speak and all of those things. So,
yeah, I've got so many memories about the way that he interacted with people. And, you know, I know that, you know, him significantly better than I ever could have. But, you know, I spent every day with him. I woke up every day. I mean, literally, it was the best part of my life besides being a dad. And I just woke up every day thinking, I get to talk to Tags today. I get to talk to my best buddy about football. We're just going to have a blast. I can't wait for this sleeper episode and everything along those lines. But the reality is, it wasn't just me he made feel that way. Every person that he interacted with, I mean, I'm going to tell, I think, two or three stories right now of just random interactions that he had and the way that he made people feel. And it was just truly special. I mean, you watch these movies where they've got, I don't know any other way to say this, and I'm most certainly not saying it in vain, but the way that people talk about it is a Christ-like character, someone that you really can't find any fault. You're rooting for them because they're so good, that there's nobody else like that, right? And those people don't exist in real life. The only person I've ever met like that exists in real life, well, I would say two of them. Number one being my mom. And that's part of the reason I named this Your Mom's Favorite Fantasy Football Podcast. Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a jest on your mom, but it's also, yeah, you know, we're going to celebrate moms a little bit, right? And my mom is truly a spectacular woman, but Tags is the other person where it's sincerely, I'm sure there was some stuff, but I literally never saw a single negative thing, not a single annoyance, not him complaining about anything. You know, he really took everything in joy, to the fact we were out in Nashville and you were there with us, of course, and we were celebrating the NFL draft and just spending some good time together. And there was a young fantasy football writer, you know, and I do remember who it is, but this is somebody who wanted to break into the fantasy football industry. And it reminds me so much of my first interaction with Tags, which I'm going to get to as well. But this guy said, hey, I'm at the NFL draft too, because Tags had posted, hey, if anyone's here, come see us. And he drove like 3 hours to come see Tags, something along those lines. And Tag said, "Hey, man, we got to go find this guy. We found a great place on the rooftop where we can see the draft." And he said, "We got to go find this guy, man. This is going to be a really special thing for his life." I didn't even think about it that way. I was like, "I'm here. I want to have fun. I want to eat some chicken wings." But Tag was exactly right. And we went and did that. And he spent the whole night just leaning into this guy's life. Not, "Hey, you're allowed to come join us." It was, he's asking questions to try to figure out who this guy was, see him for how he was, and encourage him in who he is. And I saw that so many times in so many interactions. For instance, the first time that I ever had him come on my podcast, I didn't know who he was. I called him Mike Taglieri. I didn't know, and he had to correct me. And I was like, "Okay, I'm so sorry, man. We'll start over." And he was completely gracious. But the thing that I remember about that podcast wasn't just how much fun we have and how much we clicked. I mean, it was clear we had a developing brotherhood, and we just really worked well. We gelled well together. But after the podcast, he asked me about myself. You know, "Who are you? How'd you get into this? Like, what do you want to do with this, man?" And I just picked his brain, and he just lent me an extra hour. And that was an hour he could have spent with his family, but it was so kind that he saw where I was and loved me enough to help me grow into that. And then eventually we were looking for a podcast host for him. And I was like, "It's this guy." And they're like, "Oh yeah, we know it's that guy because we heard how you two gel and we have to have him." And they went out and got Tags. And it was just the absolute greatest. But that's really, truly behind the scenes who he was. It wasn't an act. It was inspiring to everyone who was around him. The last story that I want to tell is when we were at Disney World, or Universal Studios, I believe it was. And very first ride, Tags got sick. He was so sick to his stomach the whole day. And later on, he was like, "I can't really ride anything." And I said, "Dude, I really want to ride this ride. Will you come with me?" 3-hour wait. And we're waiting with other folks in line that we don't even know. And Tag's just pouring into them, talking to them, talking about their problems and giving them advice. And it's like, "Bro, I've literally seen people come up to you and say, 'Hey, you're Mike Taglieri. Can I get a picture with you?'" And he's sitting there talking to someone from India, having a deep conversation with them about some of the struggles they've been through. And he's loving them and pouring into them. That's Mike Taglieri. That's what I'll always remember. And that's what I want you guys to remember too. But he was also a dad, and he was a great dad. He loves his kids. And we just want an update. If you don't mind, Tabby, telling us about, you know, what's going on with his kids, where they are in life. Want to celebrate that because that's a big part of his legacy.
Absolutely. No. And I thank you for sharing these stories. Like, yeah. Even though I've heard him, it's been a long time. And so it's great to reminisce about that. And it's funny, you know, and it's hard to quantify every little thing into a short segment, but no, everyone's doing good. Alyssa is 22 now. Holy cow, she's gonna be 23 at the end of this year, which is unbelievable. And she's doing great. She got this really cool job. It has to do with like privacy glass, and it's super awesome. She's on a road trip right now with her friend, and they're traveling from Indiana, driving all the way to Oregon, and just like camping and hiking. And so she's really doing great. She lives on her own. I'm super proud of her, and I know that Mike is super proud of her too, just because she's so independent and, you know, a good human being, which is important. That's all you really want for your kids at the end of the day, is to be good humans, you know. And of course, little Johnny Tags, he is 8 now, 8 and a half. He's going into third grade, which is just crazy. And he is quite spunky, and he's got such a independent, you know, he's always in his own lane. Have no idea where he gets that from. But he's like, he has created his own YouTube channel. And so, and I am encouraging of that, because, you know, you can see something as good or bad. And, you know, I'm obviously filtering what he is posting and things like that. Although he's 8, he makes good decisions. You know, it's not like a big deal, but he loves playing certain games, and he makes such funny videos, and his perspective on things is just so hysterical to me.
Love you know, that.
So he's definitely, he wants to grow his YouTube channel, and He wants that. You know, he's talking about platinum YouTube pause buttons or play buttons and all the things. And hey, you know what? Why not? It's all in family.
If he's got half the charisma that you and Mike have, he is going to go a long, long, long way. Can you give us his YouTube channel? I mean, let's point some people. A lot of people listening have kids, and the kids would probably love to see this, especially with the connection to your family and everything. Let's give him some views. Let's give him some likes.
He would love that. He would love that. So he changes it regularly. We're working on this.
Sure.
But right now, I'm pretty sure it's Donut, D-O-N-U-T, hyphen, EXE, Donut EXE. So
well, let's get clarification on that. We'll put it in the show notes and we'll get that corrected. But sounds like my kind of guy because I'm a big fan of donuts. I've been eating way too many donuts this year. Pretty much anything I can get my hands on.
Donuts are delicious, and not all donuts were created equal. But when you find a place, and let me tell you, this grocery store down the street from us, it's a grocery store, but their donuts are spectacular. And I'm guessing you've had it one before. It's like a cronut. It's like a croissant donut.
Oh, trust me. I've had all the donuts and I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh, good stuff. You know, I want to go back to Alyssa real quick because I had the privilege of getting to know her a little bit by hearing her talk at Mike's funeral. And what a wonderful woman of God. Oh my goodness. I was just floored. What a special, special person. It was so cool to see. And I'm really excited to see how those sweet, precious kids progress. And, you know, I'm wondering about Jonathan. So Tags, I don't know if most people know this, but Tags was a big dude. I mean, what was he like? 6'3", just dense, like a strong human being. He would pull out his 9-iron and he would blast it past everyone's driver and it would go 100 yards over the green. And he'd be like, how did that happen? I wasn't even swinging that hard. That's just who he was. So is Jonathan, is he going to be like a professional athlete? Because he's probably got that Mike build.
What's so funny about you saying that is because, yeah, you knew Mike when he's big, you know, 6'2", and, you know, 230 pounds. And he did not grow until he was like 18,
exactly.
17, 18.
Yep.
So he was like 5'3", you know, going into
high school. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it wasn't until he was like literally like 17 or 18 to the point that I remember running into people and they'd be like, Mike, like they could not believe that this former short dude was like a big guy, you know, and tall. And so Jonathan, I think I certainly wish that he had, you know, someone to really coach and work with him a little bit more. But this year is going to be the year for doing more sports and things like that to try to refine that, you know, hopefully bring out that gift in him. But I do think he'll have a natural, you know, he'll be a natural for whatever it is that he does. So
that's one of the best parts of life, right? Is coaching your kids, whether it's in sports or whether it's in life, whatever it is that they enjoy. You know, I've got 6 kids, for those of you who don't know. So I've got a 11-year-old, a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old. And it is the best part of life. Every kid has different things that they really enjoy. And, you know, being able to be there and experience that with them, there's absolutely nothing like that. My dad did that with me. And those are some of my best memories in life. He was my best bud. And I love that for Jonathan. Now, I secretly hope he doesn't have the torturous life of a Bears fan. But for Mike's sake, I really hope that he gets to experience that with him eventually.
Well, so on that note, I know we briefly talked about the fact that I, you know, I'm dating a man. Nolan is his name. And he's a huge Raiders fan. So Jonathan gets the experience of, you know, having Raiders in his life and the Bears. And
goodness.
He'll, you know, he'll kind of go back and forth, which is funny. And
that's fun.
Yeah. So he's definitely, but he does love, he knows about football. You know, I'll catch him spending a little bit extra time watching it because we do watch football, just not the way I used to watch football.
Right.
And
guys would wake up at like 5 in the morning to watch 40 hours of film.
Yeah. I find it
of control.
Yeah. I find it more enjoyable the way that I do it these days.
Thanks for sharing that. One other thing that I wanted to ask you to share, and I remember the way that Mike talked about it and how special it was to him, because there's a lot of men who love their wives, and there's a lot of men who are in their marriages and they're committed to their wives, but it might not be as deep because there's a lot of marriage is really hard. It really is hard. But Tags loved you so much. He talked about you all the time and just bragged about you to everyone. And it was just so special to him. You guys had such a wonderful connection. And I got to see it in person in Nashville. And then when I came up to visit you guys, and I just want to know, how did you guys meet? Tell us that love story, how it began.
Well, it shouldn't come as much of a surprise because it revolved around pizza, and that is definitely something
I
you and Mike have in common is your love for pizza. So, no, it was my first job working as the pizza phone girl, and he delivered, pizzas part-time. And so, we met working at Rosati's Pizza in Plainfield, and the rest was really history from there. It wasn't love at first sight. We both had, I don't know. It's just funny how life works out that way. We didn't look at each other that way, but as life would happen, and the more we got to know each other and talk, and it we eventually got brought together. And it was a beautiful 19 years, which is just so wild to think about, because it does go by in the blink of an eye. You don't realize that. So thankful that I got to experience him and the love that we had. At the same time, it's just the ebb and flow of life, the ups and the downs, and
Yes.
you cherish everything like every day, and every day really is a gift. And something you had kind of said that even though it was a short life, there was a lot packed into that. And when I think about it, like in the grand scheme of things, kind of that step back perspective, like we traveled and we did all these things, and then especially for him and his career, so I feel like that. That's where I like have kind of my peace around the situation is I just believe it was his time. And as much as that, it was super hard for me to accept, I think that that's why our life went the way it did. I believe that's why he had the success he did. I believe that's why we did the experiences because he was meant to experience all that in 39 years,
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's seriously beautiful. And it seems kind of corny, but I mean, this is real to me. Like the Sandlot quote, and I know Tags love that movie, but when Babe Ruth comes into Benny the Jet Rodriguez room and he says, heroes will be remembered, but legends never die. I think that really does apply to Mike, that Mike is a legend because everything he did in life, everything he touched in life, like we all, everyone who listened to the show, remembers exactly who he is, and that, they were going through hard things in their life because life is hard. And his spirit went with them and gave him a little bit of joy every single day. And I know that there are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people who Tags impacted in a small or big way because of how inspirational he is, and that his spirit still goes on. And he was an absolute legend. And I just loved that man to death. I always will.
I'm going to add on and off the field.
All right, Tabby. So now is time for the food draft. And this doesn't have to be anything specific, okay? It can be a little bit more abstract. I'd mentioned if you had a food court in your backyard, what four places would you want? Doesn't have to be fast food, doesn't have to be fast casual. It can be a restaurant, it can be any meals. It's just what would Tags pick? What would you pick? And then obviously, I haven't had a podcast for, I think it's been 5 years. I've been itching to talk about food. I've been itching to talk about football too, but we got to get the food out of the way. So I'm going to give you the first overall pick. If you've got a food court in your backyard that you can just go to whenever you want a meal, you don't have to cook it, they're cooking it for you. What's the 101 first pick of the draft?
101 is In-N-Out Burger.
Oh man, really? You're going to get a lot of haters. So, okay. It's better than Whataburger. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah, I'm
Yeah,
taking
it's
it.
way better. Whataburger.
It's
Okay.
so
I'm so
way better.
sorry to the guys in Texas, and I know there's some fans elsewhere, but come on, folks. There's way too much mustard on that burger. Are we being serious here? What are you guys doing?
I'm not gonna lie, I do enjoy Whataburger, but yes, hands down.
Could it be me? No. I'm keeping my trash talk on Whataburger, but In-N-Out's a really good selection. But let's be honest, like the fries, not really so great. Or are you the person who puts like the animal style on the fries? Does that fix it?
That is the way you do it.
Okay, so I don't like onions. They're fine, I guess. But I guess I've never tried it, so I can't knock it. All I know is it definitely the burger's way better than Whataburger. So good.
Thank you.
All right. So my first pick, and I'm really reaching here. This is something a lot of people probably have not had. Okay. Not a sponsor of the show yet. If you're listening, Buc-ee's, I would love for you to be a sponsor. I'll wear like a Buc-ee's shirt. I'll wear like the squirrel head. I'll tattoo my face. I don't care. I will do anything. I love Buc-ee's. We travel to Buc-ee's all the time. Not travel to Buc-ee's. It kind of does feel like that. We're traveling elsewhere and we end up at Buc-ee's because it's the most important part of the trip every time. And you know, there's a lot of great things in there. A lot of great things. But the reality is I recently discovered the best thing that they have. And Tabby, have you been to Buc-ee's?
I know. I'm
Life
feeling like I'm missing out.
So the next time you go down towards Gatlinburg area, and they have this Philly cheesesteak burrito that is just absolutely incredible. I can't stop thinking about it when I lay my head down at night. I'm dying to go back to Buc-ee's right now. That's my first pick in the draft. Let's move on over to Mike's first pick in the draft. You know him. He loved his food, and you know exactly what food he liked. What's his go-to place? Don't steal my pick, by the way. I know Tags was always trying to snipe me.
He definitely was. Okay, this is tough. This is tough because we know Mike loved pizza. So to have to narrow it down to one pizza place.
I mean, he's got four picks. Are you going to pick like four pizza places?
Trust me, I thought about it. I thought about it and it would be okay with him. But I'm going to go with Pequod's Pizza in Chicago. He freaking loved Pequod's Pizza. So he loved like the caramelized crust and it was it's hard to even explain exactly how amazingly delicious it is. And then, I mean, to the point, of course, which I'm sure you've done the exact same thing, where we tried to recreate it at home. And I'm not gonna lie, the man did what he did good. He did good.
That dude does not mess around. Anything he does, I mean, he's ridiculous. That is a talented, talented, talented man. Yes. And, you know, his taste buds were broken because he didn't love the pizza with the butter painted on it and the artichoke hearts.
I was waiting.
Talked about that pizza that you just picked so many times to me. I still haven't tried it. I think it's time for a road trip. I think I need to go dive on in and do it. So it's right back to him because we're going snake style draft. He's all got right. The second pick now. What's Tags going with?
All right. The second pick that Mike would make would be Il Porcellino. It's an Italian restaurant in Chicago also. Yeah. And he absolutely went crazy for their chicken parmesan. He loved chicken parmesan almost as much as he loved pepperoni pizza. So that would be it.
That's saying a lot. Oh, that's fantastic. My second pick is, this is crazy. There's a lot of folks in Chicago who are like, yeah, we know our food's the best. There's a lot of folks who are like, why are they just talking about Chicago food, folks? I am not from Chicago. I'm a St. Louis sports fan. I was born to hate Chicago sports. That's why I always razz Tags about being a Bears fan. It breaks my heart to admit that Chicago is doing something wonderful, but their food, it can't be beat. Now, Portillo's is expanding. Portillo's is down in Phoenix. Every time I go down to Phoenix, which is where my in-laws are, I go to Portillo's legitimately every single day in their drive-thru to get the Italian beef sandwich. Oh, mama. When I came up and visited you guys, I remember Dags and I went and we got Portillo's. And we looked at each other and there was just this little smile on his face. And I said it. I said, you want to go back and get another one? He said, yup. And we went back and we got another one. He was trying so hard on his diet. And I was a bad influence, but it's that good, folks. It's that good. The hot peppers, the Italian beef, you donk it in the gravy. It's almost lunchtime. This is kind of torture. What's your next pick in round two?
Well, and I got to tell you, Portillo's, solid freaking pick. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, that's a solid pick. But if you want an even better beef sandwich in Chicago, you have to go to Al's Beef. Oh,
I've heard it.
My God. Oh my God. Okay. We're gonna go forward. And that's not gonna be, that was just my bonus sleeper. Like if
sure,
we did
okay.
decide.
So when you're picking next, you're telling me it's better than Portillo's and better than the other beef place?
In my opinion.
Shoot, I can't wait to hear about it.
Okay, I guess I can't say that.
You that better not be picking like White Castle or something.
No. But I'm thinking of this in terms of, this is a place I'm going to want to go to frequent regularly. It's going to be in my backyard. So
sure, okay.
I guess, you know, so it's going
to
be.
Oh, you're not picking like something healthy so you can like be responsible.
No. In fact, it's the exact opposite. If I'm going to get something like this, if I guess could have it in my backyard, I am going to put in a Waffle House. I freaking love Waffle House.
Never in a thousand years would have guessed that. So why? What are you ordering?
Oh my gosh. So my absolute favorite is their hash browns, and you cover them with chili and cheese and onions, because I love onions. But their waffles are awesome. I mean, it's just a great greasy spoon. Like I'm pretty sure that I would just be happy to eat hash browns every way. You can have them any different way. You can have ham added to them, gravy, like biscuits and gravy.
Dump the whole
green
bottle
peppers,
of hot sauce, that's my style.
Everything. And I freaking love Waffle House hash browns. However, again, those are only down south, so I don't get to frequent it often. And there's just something nostalgic and special to me about Waffle House, just because it's like you have good memories tied to that.
Okay, I've never heard someone talk so excitedly about hash browns.
I'm a potato person. So, yeah,
you got the third pick now. What are you going with?
Holy moly, back to back. All right.
Yeah, no pressure.
I'm going to do this for the family because I know my little man would be so excited. I've got to go with Red Lobster. He freaking loves Red Lobster. So it's his favorite place, most requested. So we're gonna have a Red Lobster.
Oh, man. I was so bummed when I heard that Red Lobster was closing everywhere. But apparently now that's not true. Sorry if I just scared you to death, but that's
you
a good
have.
Pick. Red Lobster is a fantastic place.
It's pretty, it's like safe, you know, you're not going to get the most amazing, but solid performance. Mm-hmm. Lobster's on display and ready to touch anytime you want, which is his favorite part of the lobster. Cheddar Bay biscuits. How can you go wrong with that?
Well, I can tell you how you can go wrong with it because I think third date I went on with my now wife, we went to Red Lobster, and it's the first time she's ever been. So I wanted to show her everything. We ordered like five things and just shared it all together. And then she wanted to go bowling afterwards. Now, she was responsible and didn't eat that much. She tried everything, but she's really competitive and she wanted to win. Now, me, I was like, we can't waste this food. I'm eating it all. And I ate everything. My whole belly was like, all the cracks were filled in with the lobster bisque. And then we went bowling. And she beat me because I was so full. I thought I was just going to fall over and die or throw up or poop my pants or something like that. But she beat me. So the next game, I had to fix it. And, you know, I took care of business and then won the rubber match. So, yeah. Macy, I'm sure you're going to listen to this. Good try, but the Red Lobster tactic wasn't good enough.
Didn't pan out.
All right. My third pick for family. And my precious wife loves Chick-fil-A. She would go to Chick-fil-A every single day. She could get five different things. She loves the wrap. She loves the salad. She loves the chicken sandwich. I love it too. But I'm talking about the macaroni and cheese, baby. And you fill it with the buffalo sauce. Can't beat it. Chick-fil-A is a great pick. Everyone in the family just loves it. We'll go on over to Mike's third and fourth round pick.
Third and fourth round pick. This is tough. All right. He is going to have, this is Mike's fantasy land. He is going to have a Monster Factory, like the Monster Energy drink.
Into Monster big time, and I really regret it. It is not good for you, but
it
man,
is
it's tasty, isn't it?
It is not good for you at all, and I would hound him. I'd be like, why are you drinking this? It's so bad. But I know in true Mike fashion, with his one minimum to two a day Monsters, he would absolutely want it in his backyard if he could do that.
So what you're telling me is the reason that Mike was so successful is because of Monster. So thank you, Monster.
Yes. That guy
when you
also
stay up until 2 in the morning writing his 50,000th word of the week.
Pretty much.
Thank
pretty
you, Monster.
Much. Pretty much, yes. And his fourth pick, so they closed. So I'm thinking I don't really want to go there. It was another
Are you talking the pizza place that was in Nashville that was so incredible with the lines out the door?
Joey's. Yes.
That's my fourth pick.
Was it?
That was my fourth pick. Tags.
They're gone, which is so sad that I will never be able to eat another one of their cannolis. They were so freaking delicious. But if we have to plug something in as a substitute, he'd felt pretty good about Martin's Barbecue. Martin's Barbecue. They actually have a chain. You could get down with some barbecue. And yeah, between regular pulled pork sandwiches, pulled pork nachos, any of that stuff, he'd have been a happy camper.
I have my fourth pick, and I haven't picked a pizza place yet. Now, this is really hard for me because here's the reality about pizza, and I think everybody knows it. There's some people who pretend pizza's not that good, but it's because they're trying to be healthy, which means their life just isn't really that happy. Like, frozen pizza is a legit 10 out of 10. Frozen pizza is better than pretty much everything that we've already named. Now, I knew that I could have picked pizza first overall. It's my favorite. But I knew that no matter what, there was going to be a great pizza place that slipped to me. Luminati's immediately comes to mind. The best Chicago pizza place. Just deep dish. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
My pick, though, and this is probably going to shock some of y'all. I know everyone's had this. You've been to the mall 35 years ago, whatever it is. Barro pizza sitting right there, right? You've got the big old, huge, thin slice of pizza. It's so greasy that you pick it up and your shirt's ruined. You can't do anything to stop it. It's so delicious. I recently discovered that there are some Barro pizzas at select gas station locations around the country. And now when I plan my road trips, I am making sure that I'm going the route where I'm going to run into Sbarro's.
Nice. I love it. And there's actually not a Sbarro. It's at the Oasis, which isn't too far from my house. They have a Sbarro in there. And they have like this stromboli thing.
Yeah, they do.
It was so good.
Yep. All right. Fourth pick. Last pick of the draft. Who's your sleeper?
Oh, this is so tough. So tough. All right. I am going to go... Could I just pick this restaurant to have the same thing all the time? Like, it's my restaurant, so
you can do whatever you want. All right. It's your food court.
I'm actually, and I know nobody's going to know it, but you just have to take my word for it. There is a place in my town. It's called The Post, and they make a Reuben sandwich that is to die for. Like, I literally love this sandwich so much. I grew up never liking sauerkraut, never eating Reubens, and I can't go on it. It's amazing.
So I tell disappointed about in you. That's how you're Reubens. Going to do the pilot episode on my podcast. You're talking about sauerkraut.
Tastes so good once it hits your lips. I'm telling you, that is how I felt. Like, I hated sauerkraut. I'm like, why would anybody want to eat a Reuben? And then you have the Post Reuben, and I unfortunately. My guy, he was eating a sandwich. He's like, I have a Reuben. I'm like, gross. I'm going to get a Philly. I'm eating the Philly. And he's like, do you want to take a bite? I'm like, yeah, fine. So I take the bite of the Reuben and I'm like, oh my God. And then he let me eat the rest of the sandwich. So that was super nice.
That's the reality of food. When you become like an adult, now I'm still becoming an adult a little bit with food, but there are certain things that I hadn't tried since I was 10 years old. And I thought it's gross. And now I realize, okay, it's quite good. Maybe when I'm like 45, 50 years old, I'll give a Reuben a try, but still, I just don't think I can do it. Bobby. Same thing with coffee. Coffee is the most disgusting thing in the world. Tags and I used to fight about this all the time. You guys are gross.
You guys are gross. You and Macy come up here because they only have the Reubens during like St. Patrick. You and Macy come here in like March, April. You won't have football going on, so it'll be perfect time, and you're going to eat a Reuben. You made Mike try pizza with butter and artichokes. You're coming here to try a Reuben, and that's it.
You know, my mom finally tried that the other day. We were in a big rush, like a torrential thunderstorm. I had to hurry up and get something for all the kids, and we went in and we got a bunch of pizzas just from Little Caesars, which I haven't had in a long time. And I was like, paint that in butter, pour a bunch of Parmesan on it. First time my mom tried it, she was like, you know what? I've been judging you for about 15 years about this butter on pizza. She said, you're exactly right. And I want everyone to know that my mom... knows that I'm right, and your mom knows that I'm right. So y'all try it. Tabby, this was awesome. I had such a joy talking to you. I've been looking forward to this so much and had a lot of fun talking about food, a lot of fun talking about Mike, and what a wonderful memory he leaves. So many memories for so many people, and his spirit lives on in all of us. And Thank you for pushing him into fantasy football.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. This has been awesome.
All right, mama's boys, that's all for this episode. Fantasy football coming in hot with the next podcast, and they're going to be coming often. So hit that subscribe button, and let's win your league together. Please help me by getting the word out, by the way. Text your friends, post on social media. Any little thing helps, but what really helps is hitting that subscribe button and please leaving a good review. I'll see y'all next time. Enjoy your football.